Dearly beloved in Christ, in the gospel we read about the man that was sick, and although at first glance there may seem to be only a few lessons to take away, I think with a little deeper looking we can see that the gospel story is actually very rich in meaning. There is a lesson to be taken away from the very fact that our Lord first administered care to the soul before the body. Likewise, lessons to be taken away from the number and virtue of those who were carrying him on a stretcher, and more besides. Let us first enumerate the obvious lessons to take away from the absolution and cure of the sick man. Our Lord showed us that he has the power of God. He has the power to forgive sins in his own name, by his own power. But likewise, he is fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament. The lame shall walk, etc. He gave back to the paralytic the use of his limbs, and thus shows us that he is also the master of the physical world. The doctors of the law who were present at this miracle did not yet believe he was also God as well as man. So when Jesus forgave the paralytic his sins, they denounced him in their minds as a blasphemer. And Jesus, the gospel says, seeing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" We gather from this that our Lord could see their thoughts and that he admonished them for taking scandal by his absolution of the sick man. Our Lord next calls himself the Son of Man and says that in order to dispel their doubts, he will work the miracle of curing the paralyzed man to prove to them that he has the power also to forgive sins. When he does so, the crowd are not fearful or scandalized, but they marvel and adore God who gave such power to men. But what of the other symbolic events and lessons to be gleaned from this story? Well, first, the perseverance of those who carried the paralytic. The crowd was gathered so tightly before the door of the house where Jesus was that they had to go up to the roof and remove part of it before lowering the sick man inside next to Jesus. They didn't say, "Well, maybe next time, there's just too many people." No, they did all in their power to help the poor sick man who depended on them. They were not the ones suffering from this paralyzation, yet they strove with so much ingenuity as they could to help their neighbor, to get close enough to our Lord so that they could help that sick man. So now we see the virtues of perseverance and charity being exhibited by the bearers of the man that was sick. Faith as well is shown in no little reserve by these four men, because they wouldn't have done all that if they hadn't believed deeply that Jesus truly had the power to cure the sick man. And this confidence of the paralytic and the four men who carried him was what was rewarded by our Lord. But he doesn't immediately cure the sick man of his physical ailment. First, he forgives the paralytic his sins. We should note here the order in which Jesus acts. First, he forgives his sins, tending to the soul. Then he cures the sickness, tending to the body. Reverend Father Dominic Phillips says, "He chooses first to enrich the sick man with a more precious gift, far beyond his expectations. Thy sins are forgiven thee." Later, Jesus attends to the body and restores it to health. Thus, your divine master teaches you that when your prayers seem to go unanswered, God, who loves you with an infinite charity, will give you something perhaps better instead, because prayer well made is always efficacious. Also, God gives attention to the needs of the soul before those of the body, teaching you to put first things first. So we now see the great number of lessons that can be taken away from this gospel story, yet there are even more meaningful lessons, but I would like to read to you what it says in this Meditation on the Life and Teaching of Jesus Christ that treats specifically on this gospel to get a few more of the lessons that we can glean from it. So he says, "According to the account given by St. Mark, there were four bearers who brought the man sick of the palsy to our Lord, of whom it is said in the gospel, 'And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man sick of the palsy, Be of good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee.' Here mark two things. There are four bearers that carried the sick man to the physician whose help, to the physician, our Lord, whose help they sought. If you desire that your illness should not prove, as you dread, lest it should, the beginning of eternal torment, but should rather serve to cleanse you from your sins, you must be carried to our Lord by four bearers. Your depressed and broken spirit must rouse itself to confess your misdeeds. The thought of death must be present to your mind, besides the fear of hell and the hope of everlasting salvation. These four bearers will bring you also to Jesus, to him who can save you. The second thing to which you must pay attention is this. The evangelist expressly says, Jesus seeing their faith. He does not mention the faith of the sick man, but of the men who carried him thither. And for the sake of their faith, relief was afforded to the sufferer. Here we see the power exercised by faith and charitable intercession on behalf of another. For as St. Chrysostom remarks, a man often owes his cure to the faith of someone else. Wherefore, my soul, learn hence in seasons of sickness and affliction to claim the assistance of the prayers and vicarious penances of your brethren and sisters. For as Scripture tells us, the Lord will hear the prayers of the just. Many a time God grants to the loving intercession of one of your brethren on your behalf what he has denied to your own prayers. This truth is confirmed by countless instances in the pages of Holy Scripture. Remember how God would have consented even to spare Sodom at Abraham's entreaty, how through Lot's intercession he did not destroy the city of Segor, and how often Moses' prayers were the means of averting the evil from Israel. If therefore you are sick, either in body or in spirit, look around in the twofold manner mentioned above for the forbearers, appeal to them, and to you also it will be given to hear the consoling words, be of good heart, and thus you may be assured that your sickness will not prove the commencement of your eternal damnation. So a very nice meditation on the meaning of this gospel lesson. But dear friends in Christ, let us not only rejoice that we are blessed with good health when we have it, but let us also rejoice when God gives us something to suffer, when God gives us a cross to bear, such as something that the sick man had, knowing that he will hear our prayers or the prayers of those around us that may pray for us. And if we have faith, charity, and perseverance, he will reward us above and beyond that which we ask. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.